Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Under our leadership, the United States will be respected again. No nation will question our power. No enemy will doubt our might.
Former President Trump at the RNC saying he cannot wait to get back to the White House, accepting his party's nomination and talking openly at length for the first 15 minutes or so in Milwaukee last night. You heard live coverage on WOKV about the attack on his campaign rally. In terms of plans for a second term, he vowed to cut taxes again, said he would block government programs on electric vehicles, and that he would immediately bring back tougher measures at the border. Our in-depth team coverage of the Republican National Convention continues live in Milwaukee. State Representative and Duval County Republican Party Chair Dean Black has been there all week long, and I'm sure probably exhausted this morning after the marathon of the week. How overall was the mood in the audience there as the former president spoke for the first time since the assassination attempt, Dean?
Rich, good morning. The mood was, it's just hard to describe, really. Over the top, electric, and then at times, pensive and deeply reflective, but all in all, I just the experience has been just indescribable, historic.
Did you hear a different Trump? Do you think that he's like reached a point after a near-death experience of some reflection of some kind? Did you see it, and were delegates talking about it, or is this the same Trump we've all known for so long?
No, we were talking about it, and I was seated up very, very near the front, right in the center, and you know, he has a different countenance, a different aura. You can tell that he's been confronted with his own morality or mortality, and that he is, he's very reflective on that. He was a millimeter away from not being here anymore, and he's thinking deeply about his people, about his country, and all the people. And he made that clear, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're an independent, whether you're not even registered to vote, all Americans are one people, united, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you can tell he has really thought deeply about how much he cares for every American, and he really means to make a difference in everyone's life. He believes that God saved his life for a purpose, that the mere fact that he's here is itself a miracle. As a matter of fact, he said at one point, "I wasn't supposed to be here." And we chanted back immediately, "Yes, you are. Yes, you are."
Yeah, I heard that and saw that moment, as well as the moment where the former firefighter who lost his life, Corey Camperatore, was honored, and his helmet and his jacket was there on stage. That really brought like a human and life moment. Politics is a sport, and it's often referred to as like a blood sport, and it can be really nasty at times and bitter, but that's just a business, and this is real and human. Did that translate to you all there? Did you all understand, and maybe what were the feelings in that moment?
I've never seen anything quite so poignant and touching in my life as that moment. Look, Donald Trump has always been a performer, an entertainer, someone that knew how to capture the attention of the media and the people, but that was real and it was genuine. And I mean, around me, and I heard the same thing about other areas of the convention too, people started shedding tears. I know I was choked up. I was, you know, trying to keep it together. It was a very touching moment. And yes, politics can be a tough sport. But what I took away from the convention, and what I think my colleagues did, is look, we're determined to win because we believe our policies are best for America. But we also know that this polarization that has affected us, it's gone too far. And we're determined to focus on good policies. And we Americans should be able to have a debate and unite around good policies. Because at the end of the day, we want a future that's best for our children and grandchildren and generations yet unborn.
Is there a different energy for Trump coming out of this RNC versus especially 2016, since 2020 was so disrupted by the COVID pandemic and the false start potential of coming to Jacksonville for that brief period of time, but because it had to be scaled down at the White House, but especially in 2016, is the energy, is the unification, is the get out the vote effort any different that you can feel?
Well, so that's two questions. Is the unification different and is the get out the vote effort different? The unification, I would say in one sentence, the unification is complete. There have been, you know, prior to 2016 and on an ongoing basis, certain factional difficulties where certain Republicans had not fallen under the umbrella. But the residue of Republicans who are not united now is practically non-existent. We all are united behind President Trump and his agenda. Now, as to the get out the vote efforts, you know, energy and commitment translates ultimately into real work to get out the vote. People are excited and they'll hit the streets. They'll be knocking the doors, making phone calls, doing the real grassroots political work of getting our message out and then getting people to turn out and cast their vote to make America great again. And that is going to be translated into, I believe, not just hard work, but the fruits of that labor in the form of record turnout among Republicans, at least. I'm not sure that there's much excitement on the other side.
Was there much talk about the growing pressure on President Biden to quit the race?
There was some, but really this was Donald Trump's convention. This was the Republican Party's convention. We were there to talk about our nominee, not about what the other party may or may not be doing. They're in the process of imploding and rending themselves apart. Their coalition is fracturing. But look, it's fracturing for reasons of policy. And so it doesn't really matter what nominee they have, if it's Biden, if it's Harris, if it's whoever, pick a random Democrat of the moment. It's their policies that are the problem, and they'll have to run on their policies, and they'll be defeated based on their policies because their policies have resulted in horrible inflation that's impacting families. There's a southern border thrown wide open, and those policies are going to doom the Democrats.
A state representative and Duval County Republican Party Chairman Dean Black by way of Milwaukee. And next half hour, we'll visit with your colleague on the other side of the aisle, Daniel Henry, about the upcoming Democratic National Convention in just a few weeks in mid-August in nearby Chicago, as well as some of the ongoing pressure for President Biden to get out. I don't know if you've heard about this global IT outage. Has your flight been disrupted coming back from Milwaukee into Jacksonville? Do you know?
Well, you know, I've been around reporters all week, and there are quite a few here at the airport now. They've got a new story to cover.
Yeah, exactly.
There are flights everywhere that are a disaster. Many people traveling came to the airport this morning only to turn around and go right back to the hotel because their flights have been canceled. Mine, fortunately, has not. I am undelayed so far, so we'll be getting on a plane and hopefully headed home here soon. Interestingly enough, lots of other businesses have been affected, including the hotel where we were staying. So you can neither check in nor check out. I guess it's the Hotel California. Check in anytime you'd like, but you could never leave.
Start singing there in the Milwaukee airport. Well done, Dean. Good to hear from you. State Representative and Duval County Republican Party Chairman Dean Black with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. We're spotlighting the Republican National Convention in depth this hour.